Today is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh, I was so... I'm so off. It is National Another Look Unlimited Day. It looks like... I don't know. It looks like some secondhand items in a pile. So maybe it's garage sale day or something. Maybe it's something to do with garage sales. I don't know. It's National VJ Day. It is also not very many. See, we're in September now. National Blueberry Popsicle Day. I don't know if I've ever had a blueberry popsicle. But anyway, so I feel like we talked about Saturday and did not talk about Sunday. And so I'm going to go over what I did on Sunday, and hopefully we didn't already talk about that. But I know you guys are used to that anyway. You're like, Adam, we know. Sometimes you repeat things over and over and over and over and over again. And we just go with it. We go with the flow. Or maybe I'm a background noise. I would love nothing more to be your background noise, if that's the case. Because I think that's an honor to be someone's background noise. That, like, I've been really, like I told you guys, I've been having some struggles and, you know, just mentally having some struggles. And, you know, Big Fatty, for whatever reason, Big Fatty Online helps make me feel a little bit happier. And so, for instance, today, as I'm recording this, I actually listened to old episodes of Big Fatty all day long while I was working. Because I worked on, yes, I worked on Labor Day, because I'm going to be off on Thursday and Friday. And so I have things that I need to get done, and so I'm working. Or I worked. I'm done now. And it's 9 o'clock at night. I did start work a little bit late, but I worked until around 9 p.m. off and on. So it's a project that I'm supposed to be turning in some sort of demo to my boss tomorrow. So anyway, and I've made pretty good progress. It's not exactly where I want it to be, but I think I can get the point across of what I'm doing, and I can convince her that it will be ready when it needs to be ready, which is not yet. It doesn't need to be ready until beginning of October. So, but I don't have a lot of time because, as we know, I'm traveling a lot in September. So I have to get this thing ready so that we can analyze the results. So let's just go over what we talked about, or what I did on Sunday. So I got up in the morning. I was sad on Sunday. I was also sad on Monday. But I got up. I got dressed. I got myself ready. Got to church on time. Played two church services. In between church services, I just came out and sat in the car because there was nothing for me to... Did I just sit between out in the car? I'm trying to think. I was trying not to eat anything, so I didn't go get breakfast. Sometimes I'll go get breakfast between services. I didn't do that for sure. I might have gone to my parents' house and just hung out there. I think I did. I think I went to my parents' house and hung out there for a few minutes. Like, I don't know. No, like 45 minutes. Because the time between... So the first service starts at 9 a.m. And we're done by like 9:20. We're done with music by 9:20. the next service doesn't start until 10:30. So 9:20, I'm done. I've got over an hour in between services. So I think I went to my parents. But anyway, regardless, did that, played the second service, and then came home. And I wasn't hungry, so I fed the dogs. And I cleaned the kitchen from the night before, because I know I told you guys I had made like a steak. I sous vide a filet mignon. I seared it, put some butter and garlic, basted it with butter and garlic, made a really nice, you know, that made some really nice creamy mashed potatoes, made a salad, had some breads. They were just frozen breadsticks, but hey, breadsticks. And it was a good meal. It was a good meal. And so I needed to clean all that stuff. So I cleaned it after church when I got home, because I didn't feel like doing it after I ate Saturday night. And then Sunday was the first chance I got to do it. What did I do after that? After that, well, I know I fed the dogs. And then I think what I did is I came upstairs and I edited the mix. And so got that out of the way, recorded Geeky Gay, I believe, at that point. And then I walked the dogs. And at some point I worked out as well. Oh, and I did laundry. So I did so much. My Sunday was full. My Saturday was... well, I can't remember what I did on Saturday. I already told you guys what I did on Saturday, so I don't need to revisit that. But now I don't remember what it is that I did on... I feel like I accomplished a lot on Saturday as well. Oh, yeah, I shopped. Yeah. I know. I had to remind myself. And my stepfather had... I had printed out this on my 3D printer. I had printed out this light box. And I actually have LED light string that I can glue inside of these light boxes that I can 3D print. And it's in the colors of University. It's a W, and it's in the colors of University of Washington. And he really liked them. So he's like, hey, can you make more so that I can give some to a few people? And then I think I brought this up. I didn't even think about the fact that they're leaving to go to the Washington, the home base, let's say. One brother lives in Washington, one brother lives in Idaho. So they usually fly to, I think, Seattle. Oh, they fly to either Boise or Seattle, and then like half the vacation's in one place and half's in the other, something like that. Because his best friend is in Washington as well. So, I don't know. Why was I saying that? Why? I forgot why I was saying that. Oh, yeah. Because I'm 3D printing. So, they're leaving in like 2 days. Same amount of time that I'm leaving for. So, little over 2 days. But same amount of time as when I'm leaving to go and see Daniel and see Big Fatty and everybody else. So I'm 3D printing light boxes. I've actually got two good ones. Well, two fronts that are good, and I'm printing a third front. I'm hoping that it will be good. And then tomorrow I can print the backs. And then they still have, more work that needs to be done to them, and they're leaving on Thursday. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish in time, but I may have to give them the supplies and say, here you go, it's your own kit. Make your own light box. Because I'm not really sure if I'm going to be able to finish all that. Because it takes a while for things to print. I mean, I guess I could. Theoretically, tomorrow, even if it's not finished printing, I could go ahead and cut the light strands and glue them in place and do all of that kind of good stuff. So, I mean, I could do that. So maybe I will. I have to pack at some point. I have to get Sydney's paraphernalia ready because she's being dog sat while I'm going to be away. There's a lot of things to do, but I'm really looking forward to this trip because, like I said, I've been a little mellow, and I'm just looking forward to hanging out with my buds. With my buds. My buddy. Right, nothing else is happening. I made a lot of progress today. I'm not 100% where I want to be. But hopefully I can get there the last couple hours I have tomorrow morning. So fingers crossed. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.